the power of your intellect.
Well, howdy, everybody. Welcome to the Thank God It's Friday edition of the Daily Source Code. My name's Adam Curry, coming to you partially from the cottage in the UK, from Curry Cottage, and we're about to go to a new location. Or actually, Studio A8.
The power of your intellect.
So here's the deal. I was scheduled to be interviewed today for Wired magazine, which I presume was all about podcasting. Annalee Newitz came to Guildford, and actually it turned out that they're doing a whole big piece on radio for Wired magazine, and that they're actually featuring me, and part of that is podcasting. I thought it was all about podcasting, but it turned out to be a semi-profile on me, so... Well, of course, it took me much longer than expected. It took me hours to talk about myself. You know how that goes, don't you? So after about 3 hours of push and broom, hanging out at Starbucks and talking about my life, of course, eventually the question came, can I watch you do a podcast? I said, no, you cannot watch me do a podcast. You can be in a podcast with me. And this is not the right place, at Starbucks at least, because, you know, you have to have two headphones and really close miking because of all the noise. So I suggested we then walk up to the parking spot where I have the Audi, and we use the A8 studio to record a little show. And it turned into kind of me interviewing Annalee and she interviewing me. And well, we talked about all kinds of stuff, like star fucking and, well, you name it. In fact, you're going to enjoy it right now. Today's Friday Source Code. Enjoy. Okay, so perfect point to slide into the beginning of the podcast from the Studio A8 in overlooking downtown Guildford. What does that mean, Studio A8? That means that I'm sitting in the car studio. I had a little bit too much reverb, actually, for the car studio. Hold on, let me turn the reverb off. Ah, much better. Here with Annalee. Do you want to be identified as...
Sure, you can identify me however you want.
As a journalist here today from Wired magazine?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
It's all true.
And we've just sat in Starbucks for... I can't believe we sat there for about 3 hours.
Yeah, and actually, we're not sticky or there's no problems.
Well, when I got up, I did feel the chair, like kind of the covering lifted up with me as I stood up.
Yeah.
And did you notice that girl who then said, oh, can I please sit there? Didn't she say that immediately?
She did. She wanted our seat because we're next to the outlet.
Outlet, yes, the power outlet.
Electronic power.
So Annalee came, now we've been in contact for about a week or so, and she asked if she could come and interview me. I figured it was more about podcasting than anything, but now that we just spent 3 hours talking about me for a while, which
Adam
is really nice.
Adam likes to talk about himself, too.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, you can tell.
That's what the soliloquy is all about.
That's right, yeah. He's a practiced self-storyteller?
Well, no, but, you know, that's interesting because...
Self-narrator.
That is what I've done my entire life, is the minute you put on a pair of headphones and you have a microphone... You're kind of talking to yourself with, and I've always imagined that there's probably one other person listening.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there were thousands, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands, or perhaps millions, where they were watching on TV, and it feels no different to this. The podcasting or being on MTV. In fact, on MTV it was even easier. Do you know that actually that we all were kind of talking to the crew?
Right, because they're there. They're
They were standing right next to the goddamn camera. The guy, you know, the camera op would, you know, you could see him put his head around, you know, smiling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or the associate producer who would be there, you know, trying to make sure that you're, you know, saying all the right things or hitting all the promotional items. And basically just be talking to them.
And, yeah, and you'd feel good, right, when they'd laugh and stuff like that.
Yes.
I want the camera guy to laugh.
Exactly.
You know, very important. Yeah.
How did you know that? Did you watch enough MTV to pick up on that? Or?
It's true. No, you can tell that it's playing right to the camera crew.
Totally. It is. And I see some of that now on... do you remember when E started up and E... was kind of like MTV of entertainment before it turned into what it is now. Because that was started by Lee Masters,
mm-hmm.
Who was kicked out of MTV by John Reardon.
Mm-hmm.
Just some inside dirt there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was exactly the same thing. They were like doing all this entertainment news, but basically laughing with the camera crew trying to, you know, get a rapport going.
Yeah.
And so we essentially have the same thing with podcasting, only the feedback doesn't necessarily come from the camera crew. it comes from, you know, the podcasters themselves
and from email
and listeners.
Right?
Yeah, the email. Well, we just went through some of my my production that I do for the show, with basically scanning the email, downloading all the MP3s. And I haven't had a chance to listen to everything, so I might put some of those things in on the next show. But I just wanted to figure out what exactly you're doing for, because I mean, you must have, first of all, you had something else to do, right? It wasn't just, you didn't just come over all the way to Guildford just for me.
No, I was just in Guildford for you.
Really? In Guildford. But you were in London for other things, right? There was other stuff you could do.
I came all the way to London just for you, Adam.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you're not shitting me, right?
No, I'm totally not.
Don't change it, because we had a really good rapport and we were real honest.
No, it's totally true. I flew all the way out to London. I love that. And Uncle Si paid for me to come out and talk to you.
Who?
Uncle Si.
Uncle Si?
Si Newhouse.
Oh, is he the dude?
He's the dude,
at Wired? Okay. So, he's not the founder of Wired, is he?
No. He just owns it. He owns Condé Nast.
So. Oh, okay. So, he actually personally?
No, he didn't personally call me and say, hey.
Okay, Condé Nast, but that Condé Nast is, like, big. They own, lots
own,
of
like,
magazines.
A million things.
Like, all
he,
the magazines.
He doesn't even know. I'm like a fly on his shoe. Like, he has no idea that
don't put yourself down like
that.
No,
I mean, on Si's shoe. I mean, I'm sure there's other people who care more.
Okay, so...
No offense, Si, for listening. I mean, right, I love
no, but
you guy.
Just so I can understand this. So someone says, would you mind just walking me through it, how that works? So there's a meeting.
There's a meeting. The high level thinkers at Wired Magazine get together and mm-hmm. they come up with something smart that they want to, you know, cover, like in this case, radio.
Okay. Oh, radio. Okay, that's
radio.
Good. Yeah.
And, you know, some secret that we will not disclose stories are assigned to various people that are all about the, you know, the sort of mutations that radio is going through now that technology is changing itself.
Right,
okay. What we were talking about before, right? Challenges to radio from you know, new technologies, and radio really hasn't gone through that. And so then, you know...
Except for XM, that's kind of what's out there.
Yeah,
so far,
I mean
that's
out there so far, and there's actually now a program that some guys invented which allows you to record XM
and then
label it and you know store it like that. So you sort of.
But where do you store it? In the car or at home or?
You store it on your media player. On whatever your your audio player is that you have.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say media player like the Windows media.
No,
player.
I know.
Generic.
Thank you for thank you for clarifying. That's important.
Please do not use the Windows media player. If
Why
you
not?
Possibly can avoid it.
It's evil.
You know, DRM and Microsoft in general has some, I think, poor policies regarding its media player. But we could talk about that later.
Okay.
But yeah, so
okay. So this is for a big radio article.
Well, it's about there will be articles about radio, mm-hmm. and I'm doing the article on podcasting and featuring Adam Curry.
See, this is the part that really
You're
I love this.
The prince of podcasts.
The
is
prince
where
of pod.
Excited.
Yeah. You've heard that? Don't tell me you've heard that.
The prince of pod.
Did you hear the song?
I haven't. I heard you encouraging people to create the song. I haven't heard any Adam Curry for like 2 days. I mean, except in person, which is, you know.
Which is, of course, is much better than.
But it's different, you know, when somebody's in person. You know, it's weird to like hear somebody on their podcast and then meet them in person. You keep wanting to like not look at them and just mm-hmm. hear their voice. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, it's so distracting. There's like a person attached to the voice that's usually in my iPod.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well,
there?
What I was doing is. Actually, I was going to... see, I have my iPod here, and I put my iTrip on, because we're in the A8 studio.
Right.
What I was going to do is I was going to play something over the sound system here, so we can record it through the microphones. At the same time, you know, you can also hear it, because you're not wearing headphones, and I don't have a... It's not a real studio.
No,
in case you didn't notice.
I like the fact that there's a map of Guildford on his little. You know,
isn't that
car
the shit,
navigator.
Though? Isn't that the shit?
It also has little icons for where you can eat.
Check this
what
out.
What is that icon? That red sun looking icon.
Shit, I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, is that places you can go to get tattooed or.
And we should check that out. Well, watch this. Watch this. Because this is a DVD navigation system.
Ooh.
So. Watch me zoom out, and you'll see.
Does it show, like, planet Earth? Wow!
So I can go to any place within this map, which is all of Europe, essentially.
Wow. Let's go to Berlin.
Okay, hold on. let's go to Berlin.
Let's pretend.
So country, right? We'll select Germany. Town. List is being loaded. It's a big-ass country.
It's not that big. I mean, come on.
Well, for a whole bunch of towns. Hold on. Brr.
Or we could go to an obscure German town.
Well, hold on. Well,
there it is.
Berlin, in multiple languages even. Okay. Berlin.
What is Berlinchen? Is that like the little Berlin?
That's a, it's a Berlin in Dutch spelling. Oh. Want to go to a special destination or just a street? Let's go to a special destination.
Yes, special. Maybe we can find out,
What that
sun thing is.
Yeah, what that little sun.
Okay, there's.
It's a landmark. How about an ice skating rink? Should we find an ice skating rink in Berlin? Okay.
Wait, I don't understand why the ice skating rinks aren't also landmarks.
Well, not necessarily.
I mean, they might be, could be a landmark.
Yeah, the ice Porthalle. Should we go there? Ice Porthalle?
Yes.
Oh, we even got the phone number.
Excellent.
Now set as destination. Start route guidance.
Well, and it starts us with the globe. I just want you to know right now we're seeing a slow zoom.
Okay, I'm going to zoom in. Right now, here it is. There's our route. If we leave now, we will be there at 3:30 this morning.
Great. Well, but, all the way.
And we have to go underneath. We have to take the train.
All the way from Guildford to the ice rink in Berlin.
Yeah, we could be there at 3:30 if we left right now.
That's great. Wow, it's the power of technology.
Isn't that wonderful?
Though? I know.
And it also has the traffic monitor system.
So
this
you
is
know
so
what
sophisticated.
The traffic is going to be like.
Well, what it'll do, actually, it'll route you around bad traffic.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a shit. Okay. Now, what I was going to do, I was looking for the Prince of Pod. I can't believe that you haven't heard that. You haven't heard enough.
I know, clearly. My ears have not been fully assimilated.
You see how easy it is to fill up 10 minutes of MP3 space. We just did 10 minutes.
I know. Just
it's
from
easy.
Looking at maps. And
it's easy, and people eat this shit up. Hold on, let me see if I can find Prince of Pod.
It's true. I mean, I was willing to listen to like 20 minutes of you not being able to launch Skype
with Lee Wilkins.
Lee, are you there? Oh, dude. Oh man, fuck. It was just like hanging out with my friends where we're like, oh.
Oh,
can
no.
You set it up? Oh, shit.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, almost.
Wait,
no.
Oh, we got it. Oh, it crashed. Oh. This is real, real key life.
Hold on. That's the BBC traffic report cut-in.
Right now, let's check on the roads with Jenny Gerard.
Hey, Jenny Gerard.
She's on the M25 clockwise from a...
So isn't that cool? So when there's a traffic report, it cuts in?
It just keeps letting you know. Here at the ice rink, there's a little bit of traffic.
Okay. I seriously want to play a song for you, though. Seriously.
Okay, seriously.
Okay, hold on. See how much I hate this iPod interface now? How long it's taken me to find something?
He's doing that thing where you like spin your finger around the dial. He's using his thumb though.
You do it with your fingers?
I prefer the index finger method.
Really?
The thumb, I don't know, the thumb method is, you know,
that's,
I don't know.
That's interesting. The thumb method is the only, I only know the thumb method.
You gotta learn the finger method. I think it's faster. But it also requires two hands, so
okay.
It may not be
so I'm
as...
Going to,
he's testing the finger method now, I just want you to know.
The finger method sucks. Okay, I want to play some Lascivious Biddies.
Excellent.
Now, you've heard of them, right?
I love them. I heard of them.
Have you actually seen them live?
No, I just heard them on your podcast, and I was like,
You do have to meet them. In fact, I have to pull this up. Hold on a second. The Lascivious Biddies are performing. I'm such a mess. Are performing Sunday night in Manhattan. This, of course, is not the email I was looking for. I'm going to have to put that in later, I guess.
This is me taking a drink of water.
Yeah, go for it. See, Leanne has sent me. Leanne from Lascivious Biddies has sent me email, and there's so many different email accounts. I'll post about this in the production show notes. But essentially, they're doing a show on the 14th. So that's Sunday.
Mm.
That's Sunday. Monday.
Well, today is.
Today is the
10th,
11th, 12th. So it's Monday then, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, in Manhattan at 11 o'clock, no cover. And if you use the secret word,
ooh.
Yeah, which I have to come up with, then you get in free at the door.
Oh.
So, of course, it would be What's a good word? What's a good secret word that people just want to say? Podcast, or is that too
podcast
obvious?
Podcast is good.
Podcast or source code or...
Yeah.
Or
you could do, like, something that was, you know, more self-promotional, like, I love Adam Curry.
Yeah, no, because that would be wrong. No, I'm still trying to figure out where her email went. I had it saved, obviously. I'll find it. Now, it should be... just podcast.
Yeah, I think podcast
works, right? Okay.
Yeah, spread the meme.
Okay, podcast. If you and I'm going to give you all the details. What we'll do is we're going to play some Lascivious Biddies, and let me see if this is working. Yeah, I think it is. Yes. Okay. I'm going to play Famous. That's one of my favorite Biddy songs. So we have to kind of be quiet while it plays, then otherwise they'll hear us hemming and hawing. But it'll be cool. Here's Lascivious Biddies. So I have to find the right spot so it doesn't crackle.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls. I want to be famous more than just any old girl. I want to have eyes as blue as the sea. I want all the people to look at me. I want my own show on TV. I want to be that girl. I want to be famous. Out at Sardi's, have parties at Spy. I want to be famous, go to Paris on private flights. I want to have lovers by the score, movie producers knocking down my door. This is the fate that is in store for me. I want to be famous.
Famous.
Tabloids will print what I eat. I want to be famous. Who I do will be news on the street. Then when I'm old, I'll have a ball. They'll be shocked that I'm living at all. When I enter, the guests will fall.
I like that, though.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Did you ever hear Buddy Love?
Yeah.
Kind of like lounge singer,
yeah,
Manhattan
dude. Yeah, I think he played in San Francisco or something.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. Buddy Love.
Adam Curry's Jazz Cafe, everybody. All right, that was Lascivious Biddies. I Want to Be Famous. You can check them out at biddiesforever.com. And I found the email. So it's Tuesday. I even got my information wrong. It's Tuesday. There's a no-cover show in Manhattan at 11 p.m. It's the Biddies Holiday Party in Manhattan at the Living Room. Any idea where that is? It's 154 Ludlow Street. And there's even a... I'll put this in the podcast show notes. 212-533-7235. One set, 11 p.m. And here's the deal. Leanne suggests you could give your listening audience a secret code so they can come up to me or the production manager, Ben, say the code, and then we'll know how many people came thanks to the podcast. Maybe she just, during the set, just say, anyone here from the source code, raise your hand without talking.
That might, yeah, that's, I think that's another way to go.
Might even be better. But, so the secret word is pod squad. That's what it has to be.
Pod squad. How about
yes.
Pod people?
Pod people.
We are the pod
like
people
we're going to come assimilate you. Oh no. So, but anyway, definitely go check out. It's a no cover. So go check out the Biddies, the Lascivious Biddies at the Biddies Holiday Party in Manhattan at the Living Room, Tuesday, December 14th, 11 p.m., 154 Ludlow Street. And the great thing about these podcasts is you can basically use the thumb or finger method to replay that message and find out exactly where it is. I'm still here with Anna Lee, who's come to lovely Guilford to talk about podcasting. And did you get enough about me? Do you think you know enough about my life at this point?
I feel like I do, yeah.
You didn't have any of the sex questions I expected. There was none of that.
Yeah, I mean, we could do the sex questions now.
Go ahead. So, I'm waiting for you to interview me some more, actually. I think that would be really cool.
So, you know, how was sex with Michael Jackson?
You know, when I met Michael Jackson, it was the weirdest thing, the first time I met him. Because this is when I had to give him the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award,
yeah,
which was created only for Michael Jackson.
Right,
so
and,
he would,
and could only be given to him by you.
Precisely. Yeah, you know the story. And the reason
but
why...
But not the sex part.
I had no sex with Michael Jackson. Are you
well,
crazy?
What's the point?
But,
I mean,
but here's what was weird. So this was at MJJ Studios in Los Angeles. It's on some weird back-ass road, too. It's like, mm-hmm. Beautiful studios, right? So you walk in there, and what was weird was immediately I saw that there were at least 10 kids running around, and Howie Mandel was there.
Which is
weirder?
Why?
I mean,
why
well,
was he there?
Thank you. I don't know. Yeah. It's like, you know, maybe...
Was he pulling a glove over his head?
Well, no. Maybe Howie Mandel is supposed to, like, keep the kids busy with his Bobby's World voices or something.
Yeah.
He was doing a lot of
or
the
maybe
Bobby's
he
World
was,
voice.
You know, one
it
of
was
the
scary.
Only adults in Michael's life.
At that point,
we
didn't know about any of the allegations.
The stuff. Yeah.
Well, and I still don't know if it's true. I mean,
yeah, could
I
be.
Have to say a lot of the evidence, or what is being called evidence, points that way, but...
Mm-hmm.
That's hard, man. I have no idea. Didn't they just raid his house again?
Yeah, he's
fucked.
Yeah, he really is fucked.
He's fucked.
Yeah.
And you know that Tommy Mottola, you know who Tommy Mottola is, right?
No, who's playing?
Tommy Mottola?
Tommy
fucking Mottola? Runs Sony Records.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was married to Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a whole story all by itself. Tommy Mottola hates, or at least when I was in New York and in the scene, hated Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson is so insecure and so childish, really, that they had all these promotions to do. When this was the Bad album,
mm-hmm.
literally, of course.
Mm-hmm.
This was the Bad album. And so they had Michael in the limo, and they were going from, you know, from station to promotion or whatever. And Michael kept saying, I really have to go to the bathroom. And Tommy Mottola would not let him fucking pee.
Oh, that's so awesome.
On purpose. No,
that's
can't
great.
Do it. Can't go pee here. No, would not let him take a piss. He hated him so much.
Just pee in this cup, Michael.
Really? I don't know what happened. I think he held it until he was back in the hotel.
Aww.
But that was horrible. No, Michael Jackson, very sad case, I think. Very sad. Because let's be honest, boy can sing, boy can dance.
Yeah.
He's very,
no
very
question.
Musical. Very musical.
But yeah, but he has turned into a zombie. I mean, you know, more people than me have said that. But yeah, he's
you know,
just...
See, I don't know if that's just what you see. This is the thing, like... This podcast is real honest, and there's nothing, you know, people can tell who we are, and they're hearing us, and there's nothing in between this microphone and everyone else's ears. But you don't know what you're getting from Michael Jackson, what's real or what's not real.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 2-second soundbite on TV. I don't, you know.
But
I
you can
know.
Tell that he's a zombie from the 2 seconds. I mean, you know, he's the one.
I want to say yes. I want to be with you. I want to say yes. But I have a feeling that some of that is also accentuated by the way it's edited and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Even the stuff that he edits, he's in control of the editing, you think that he's not... I mean, I don't think he's
didn't come across
aware.
As a zombie on the stuff that he had control of. I thought it was actually pretty good, the stuff that he had.
Yeah, I guess so.
But you see that he's trying to control it. That's what was irritating about that. You mean that documentary that he made? Did you see that?
No, what was the documentary?
Well, there was two documentaries. The everything came to a head with this English guy who did a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
That was
like a tell-all exposé.
Yes,
yeah.
But at the same time, Michael Jackson had his own cameras rolling, and you saw the other side, which totally exposed the English documentary to be a setup, kind of, you know, edited to make him look funky.
Mm-hmm.
But what it at the same time gave away is how controlling he was trying to be over his own destiny and the way he was having his stuff edited.
Wow, so it's Michael's view and sensationalist view
simultaneously.
Yep.
Okay, so I didn't have sex with Michael Jackson. We've established that. I've not had sex with any famous people except my wife. I've come close, but...
Wow. So what was the closest you got to star fucking?
Mandy Smith.
Mm.
Do you remember her?
I vaguely remember Mandy Smith.
Mandy Smith was the Lolita 16-year-old that Bill Wyman married.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Bill, the Rolling Stones?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big to-do because he essentially had sex with her when she was like 14. But they got married when she was 16, mm-hmm. and then she had a record out,
mm-hmm.
and she came to the Netherlands to promote that while I was doing TV,
mm-hmm.
and she was totally coming on to me. Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. Now, at the time being, I had a clandestine relationship with Patricia, who was very famous in Europe,
uh-huh.
and she was married. So we came up with this great plan... Because she's really nice. And Mandy Smith, at the time, mm-hmm. very sweet girl.
So you had a chance to be star-fucking two women at the same...
Not at the same time,
but during the same time period.
Yes, but it was different because Mandy and I had real no real interest in each other. But we had the same problem. She was being stalked by paparazzi, etc., because she had this relationship with Bill Wyman, which wasn't really known at the time.
Right.
Because she was going out with Bill. She wasn't married to him yet. Mm-hmm. It was like 6 months later. And I had this whole thing with Patricia, which was supposed to be not known. So what did we do? I invited her to come over to Amsterdam, and we went out together. And then everyone was talking about us. It was diverted,
attention.
You know? And then, of course, there was this point where we said, well... Should we just have sex just to... He said, we're faking it anyway. I was like, nah, never mind. Aww. Nah. Because, no, she loved Bill and I loved Patricia. It was like... But that was about the closest.
So do you think that means that, like, the Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruise thing definitely...
Tom is totally gay. Come
not
on, the
gay...
Sex. Whip, whip,
so
whip,
they're totally
whip.
Not having sex at all?
I have no idea. You can be gay and have sex with women.
Well, sure. But, I mean, your story kind of is shattering my illusions about the fact that, you know, he's probably... Because I was sort of enjoying imagining Tom Cruise, you know, having to force himself to have heterosexual
sex.
Just, you know, as punishment for him for staying in the closet, you know, it's like, you will be forced.
I gotta tell you, though, that must be so hard to live your life like
that
in the closet.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Because George Michael has just come out, right? Really, this
Finally, he's
now going, and he's doing a tour for, a promotional tour for
mm-hmm.
his new album,
yeah.
and he's been on the BBC several times, you know, just going through this whole thing, and he said at one point, he said, I have to do the English accent, otherwise it doesn't work, he said, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. It was like, here I was the number one pop star in the world, and I was a fucking poof. And he was freaked out about it, you know, because he was mainly huge in America, and he was like, he was really freaked, and he couldn't be himself. And I remember, I couldn't even get an interview with him. He was so freaked out about life and everything in general. He couldn't deal with it. He still can't deal with being famous, really. He just wants to be a writer and a mm-hmm. singer and a producer and all that.
And a poof.
And a poof. And he's a major poof, and he's very good at it. But I think...
But more importantly, Rob Halford came out. I mean, that's, like, way more important.
But that was such a... For some reason, and for those of you who don't know, Rob Halford of Judas Priest, he came out... It was several years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he had, like, a new band, and,
yeah.
like, a new, like...
Like Almost
Says
What?
Metal look.
Almost Says What band? But no one really cared. Did he lose?
I mean,
really?
Sure, but
did you lose interest in the band?
No,
or?
I was happy because I had always admired them. Mm-hmm. You know, as a youth, my first concert was Judas Priest.
Yeah,
for real. It was so cool, and I learned the whole thing about like holding up your lighter to like
lighter.
That was my first experience holding up a lighter. You know, and I was like, oh, and all that time he was a homo. That's so awesome.
Such a good role model, you know.
Like, boys, you can be a tough metalhead and be queer.
And actually, if you play the records backwards, it does say, suck cock, suck cock, suck cock.
Totally. And all this time, we didn't know. It wasn't saying, worship Satan. It was saying, suck cock.
You know, the Biddies actually have a piece of backmasking. I found that. I was listening to the album.
Is that true? They really do?
Well, I haven't played it backwards yet.
Wait, so you don't really know.
No, but they have a piece that's backwards on the album. I'll check it out. Wow. There's a backmasking piece. It probably is just literally a piece backwards. I mean, mm-hmm. It's probably nothing more than that. But you're right. Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Definitely a homo.
Mm-hmm. How'd we get on the whole homo thing?
I don't remember.
It was
something about sex. Oh, no, it was you not having sex. Not star-fucking the person who was your beard, even though it was a heterosexual beard. Covering up for your heterosexual beard affair.
Oh, my God. And it's funny because all those years at MTV, you'd think, because we were very separate from the offices. The offices were at 1515 Broadway, before that 1775, and we were down. We actually had the studio right next door to the Sally Jesse Raphael show. Mm. So in the morning, I would tape my segments, and then during lunch, I'd have to stay in my dressing room because all these degenerates, you know, like midgets having sex with, you know, whatever, you know, it's all kinds
midgets
of stuff.
Midgets having sex with their mothers.
We're walking down the hallway, and it was wacky.
Oh, it's a traffic report. Yeah.
The traffic report from the BBC. But never, never did I see or was I offered anything other than maybe a toke on a joint. Never saw any coke. No, I've never even done cocaine. No, nothing. All that rock and roll, you know, stuff that may have oozed from MTV screen, not true.
Everybody was just getting high and not having sex?
No, but they were, well...
People weren't
even really smoking pot. It was me and Rick, the audio guy. We were the
pop
heads.
Yeah. And the audio
no, the camera guys were not. They were not smokers. No,
just
it was Rick. Rick Kelman. Love Rick. Rick's my boy. He'll always be my boy. It was so good. We would share my dressing room and these audio booths. So, you know, whenever he had to take a dump, he'd literally come to my dressing room and sit there and read my fan mail while I was doing the audio, and we wouldn't tell anyone.
That's a good way to, you know, hang out. You know.
Well, I also learned a lot about audio.
Like through the bathroom door, like he'd be taking a dump, and you'd be like, "Dude."
No, because I'd watch him how he would do the audio stuff.
Yeah.
And then so you know he'd say, "Oh man, it's time for my dump." So okay, Rick. Well, you know, and I had these bags of postcards. Mm-hmm. Before email, mm-hmm. you just get postcards and naked pictures.
Uh-huh.
So I had huge postal bags full. And, you know, just whenever you had time, you opened like 20 of them. I had no time to open all of them and read it. And so Rick would help me scan the mail while he was using my bathroom. And I'd be tracking, I'd be opening the mics and starting the tapes and everything in the audio booth. And the directors didn't know about it. They'd just say, you know, all right, track 97A. And I'd just open up the track and I would start up the music. And then sometimes I'd fuck up and they'd be like, Rick, are you high again? And I'm like, they didn't know it was me running the audio board. Yeah, the good old days of MTV.
Secret geek life at
the
MTV.
Good old day. Dude, we've been at it for 31 minutes. I think we should stop so I can put in 10 minutes of opening and closing.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
And Lee, I've had a real good time talking with you briefly.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
What I would love is if you should do your own podcast. You're perfect for podcasting.
I know. If you want to see my work, you can go to my website at
texploitation.com.
Texploitation. T-E-C-H-S. Mm-hmm. And then the ploitation part you can probably spell. But it's not, you know, with an X. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know about doing the podcasting thing. I'll think about it. I like being on your podcast.
Well, you can be on my podcast anytime you want. You got Skype?
I have Skype, yeah.
Oh, good. We can try getting that working for 20 minutes on my next podcast. See how much crap we can go through. I really appreciate you taking the time to come down and talk about, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it was worth the jet lag.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when did you get in? Yesterday?
Got in yesterday, so that was my jet lag day.
Because I saw one yawn. Mm-hmm. That was...
I'm totally recovered. I forced myself to stay awake all day.
Right.
So that I would be totally set. Girl, so that way I can go tomorrow back to the States.
You're going back tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, so the budget's not that big at Wired.
Well,
shit,
hey,
you don't get
to
do anything else in London? No.
I could have stayed if I wanted to, but I need to get back because, you know, my sweetie's having a performance on Saturday night.
Really?
I want to be there and, you know, support her and, you know.
Is she solo or playing a band? Or?
So she runs a show called Writers with Drinks in San Francisco, which is a spoken word variety show, and she's the MC, and there's going to be a lot of great writers. Kim Stanley Robinson is going to
be there. Hello, podcast!
I know, okay, Saturday night, okay, at the Makeout Room in San Francisco, 7:30, Kim Stanley Robinson, an awesome science fiction writer, he's going to read. There's going to be a bunch of other awesome readers, and come out. It's like $3 to get in.
Can we, this is the kind of stuff...
We can put a link to it on your...
We should record this.
Oh, yeah, we should record it.
Fuck, this is your podcast.
Writers with Drinks.
No, seriously.
Yeah, totally.
I love that shit. That would be great. I mean...
I'm going to tell Charlie. I'm going to be like,
I don't know what the... what people think about them being recorded and being podcasts, but shit, what a tremendous opportunity to get this stuff out.
Yeah, really. It's really good. We've had a lot of fun with the...
I love spoken word type stuff.
Me too.
Have you heard the Spoken Word Revolution?
Mm-mm.
It's an audiobook.
Mm-mm.
No, I'll send you a link.
Cool.
I can't send you the file because it's DRM'd and it won't play for you. That's it's from Audible, so I could.
Digital restriction management.
Exactly. No, but that's the kind of stuff that we need more of.
Yeah, we do. I mean, the thing with podcasting is it's just in its infancy, so I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more stuff like that, like independent artists doing spoken word, you know, people bringing you news from underground communities that you don't normally hear from, and that's what I think is really great.
And
people broadcasting from their cars.
Hey, man. And look at this gear. I should take
sweet
a picture of this.
Ride, okay? Adam has a pimpin' ride.
My car is pimped. I don't need anyone to pimp it anymore for
He's
me.
He's got a studio in here, yeah. It's pretty great. And the BBC giving him constant traffic updates.
Alrighty. So, you need me to take you back to the station?
Yeah, that'd be great.
What we'll do. Yeah, of course I can. You just bear with me because, you know, I'm still learning this left hand side of the road stuff.
Yeah, you've got the new pimp and ride has to have the steering wheel on the right hand side, I think.
After the lease is up.
Yeah, don't do this by yourself.
No, do not do this at home, kid.
Do not mod your car you're leasing.
it could result in severe penalties somewhere down the line.
Yeah, I think it's in the EULA.
All right, Annalie, thank you very much for hanging out. And
yeah, thanks very much.
Come on back to Source Code anytime you can.
Thank you.
All right.